Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you.
We're gonna do a video review.
Yeah.
Oh, so hang on.
Things have changed around here.
No, stop saying that. Like, we've got history. It's dead.
So everything the fact that it's dead means that there's history. So it has to have been alive.
Right.
Hello.
All right.
It's him and me.
Hello.
We are back, despite what he says.
Hello.
We've been away. We've regrouped. Charged the batteries.
Yeah.
What's the other things that the podcast is?
So we're going to do...
Yeah, we're not doing what we were doing.
But we're going to do something else.
Exactly.
And what we're going to do is...
Switch the light on for a start.
Yeah, cause I can't see the... We're going to do a review.
Yeah, we're just... We've decided...
Can I just have a look? We've decided to do a little maybe a little new side series, something to do on.
This was the whole thing a minute ago.
I don't know.
When you said
hello,
hello there, it's us.
Have you heard of Fred Carter?
No,
neither have I. But he's heard of you.
He must be a rich man if he charges 25 quid a video.
So I was in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it? The departmental store in Mold.
Right.
Right.
The one on the industrial estate.
If you want to track me down? Yeah. Lovely little cafe there. Very quaint.
I bet you go there a lot.
Lovely fry up on every day. Morning.
I can almost hear your arteries clogging up from...
Tell you what, the service there, shit.
But?
Not really.
But their clean buns are to die for.
Not really, no. They're the ones who keep milk in a machine.
Oh.
No, milk on tap. They'll give you your coffee, but
on
you have to
tap.
Put, yeah, but you have to put. Doesn't matter anyway.
So what are we doing? We're back.
Hello.
And what are we doing? So what are we doing?
Described Carter's Country Classics.
Yeah. So we're gonna take the shittest videos we can find.
Yeah, we are.
And we're gonna watch and review them so that you don't have to.
Well, you want to, but
yeah. But you'll want to buy them after this. So we're making a start with. What?
Well, let me give you some backstory. So there I was.
In the cafe?
No. I've had me fill.
Right. Who's Phil?
And I'm in a departmental store. I'm scouring. I'm always trying to find, Super 8 reels or, you know, old stuff.
Tat.
And then something pops out. Something quite beige.
Mm. Literally.
And square pops out at me.
Like old custard.
Like a custard that's been left out in a shed.
Mm. For years. Years.
And I pick it up and say, this is a VHS, this is. And I have a look at it and I think, wowee. It's none other than Carter's Country Classics.
Wow.
There's a picture on there.
Have we figured out how they're going to see it?
Yes. And oh, how are they going to see this?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to record it.
How?
That's what's up to you.
Well, I've got no AV out on that, so...
He's got no AV out. So it's impossible to record?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's no way for us to record that unless you want to stick your phone in front of that and just leave it on.
That's a bit way.
There's no out of that telly.
Well,
only in. You haven't thought this through, have you?
There's nothing we can do.
No. We can't record. We can't transfer that to a... All right.
Now.
Doesn't it look good?
Carter's Country Classics, Volume 4. Full power field sports.
So.
That is the eyes of a killer.
The cold, dead eyes of a killer.
He's got his gun in hand and a bird in the other. Haunting scenes there. He's in a field.
Hmm.
Where else? Over 1 hour of field sports action with air gun, shotgun, rim, and center fire rifles.
Should we just press play?
No.
Oh.
With Fred Carter and guests.
Oh, wowee.
It was $24.95. I didn't pay that.
25 quid.
But
somebody did.
For details, well, it must have been. Because there's a website in the back.
Wow, okay.
www.shootingvideos.com. Should I go to it?
Amazing.
Ooh. You can see all my surges. Right.
Big bums.
Big bums.
Near me.
Old Poo-tang. How the fuck did... We're going to www.port... Nope.
Big tit. Big
ting videos.com. Are you ready?
Here we go. Here we go.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
The domain shootingvideos.com is for sale.
Brilliant. Let's do it.
So there we are.
How much?
I don't know, but we can call to say inquire. Do you want to call?
Do it.
So that's 855-201-2286.
I'm sorry, calls to this number are not being connected.
Right, oh, well, there so you
we
go
can't,
then.
We can't even buy it. Well, that's disappointing.
So I had a look. Who is Fred Carter? It's very hard to find out who this man is.
Yeah, I bet it is. Broadmoor don't let you know very much about their patients, do they?
So I did find this on Fred Carter on a forum called airgunbbs.com. Big busty shotguns.
Yeah.
So Mr. Whittester, a closet day state man.
Okay.
In 2007, said this. I have just watched a few of his DVDs, Fred Carter, and I have to say that I don't think he gives our sport a good name. He seems to be a very honest bloke, and he is obviously an experienced shot, but there's something about his DVDs that I can't put my finger on. We'll get it for you.
Brilliant.
The commentary seems a little bit childish at times. For example, he keeps saying, there's one, I'm going to kill that rabbit. The way he says it makes him seem almost excited that he's about to kill a rabbit. There's this and some suspect kill shots where the rabbit has obviously not been hit properly. Hit by a tractor, isn't it? Watch one and see what you think. I just think that DVDs like these need to be done in more of a matter-of-fact manner.
Well, should we see if we agree?
Oh, we have a sport that's dying because it's full of old farts, says Gary C.
Thanks for that, Gary. Well,
that's it.
Well, I'll tell you what then.
That's it.
Let's go for it.
Half of them on the blog will be dead now.
Probably. Lights off.
Right.
Hit and play.
Shall I read the blurb before we go?
I mean, you can do if you want. I'll switch the light back on.
In this, the fourth video in the Carters. Can you want to read it? Your sultry tones.
Oh, bloody hell.
We ended the readers.
It's like reading white text off expanding foam. In this, the fourth video in the Carter's Country Classic series, we find Fred using a full range of rifles and even having a go at pike fishing on the River Thames. For those who have seen Fred's other videos, this video takes things a stage further.
Fucking hell.
Fred demonstrates rimming and centrefire rifles, air guns and shotguns, showing each as a tool for a different purpose. He uses air guns to rim, fire rifles for rabbits, and the centrefire for foxes, and the shotgun for pigeons, coaxed by a pigeon magnate. I don't know whatever. For a full quote, blah, 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 blah.
I wasn't really listening.
No, neither was I.
All right, then.
Here we go. Have it play, everybody.
Please just be taped over.
Just porn.
Just porn.
Some hardcore Russian porn.
How old is she? We don't know.
Don't ask questions like that.
Not here.
Well, this is a nice clean copy.
It's a very rare copy.
Yeah, fucking hell. Probably the only one sold.
Come on, Carter. Carter. Oh, hey!
This video cassette, including its soundtrack, is protected by copyright.
Me. It's got poked on the shoulder by a wire. Thought it was Carter come back to haunt me.
She's back.
Shh, watch.
You'll like this bit.
This prohibition, fuck off then. For everything you need to know about guns and shooting, read Shooting Sports and Gun Mad
magazines every month.
Not this month. Brilliant.
Oh, yes.
Fred Carter is
the Terminator.
Rabbit killer.
Now, is he American or full English, do we reckon?
English. Power.
Field. Sports.
That's not how you play bowling.
Action.
Adventure. Power. Fieldcraft. Can you read that one?
Carter's Country Classics. Volume 4.
Right, I'm back again.
Brilliant.
With a very, very mixed bag indeed. First off, you'll see me zeroing some rifles at Bisley. Some 2.2 rim fire and some 2.2 air gun. All FAC, very effective, very nice.
Where's that going, Fred?
Then you'll see me pike fishing with some American style thing they call bait casting.
Oh, so he's in America.
Lures from a boat on the Thames. That was all right.
The American Thames.
Okay. Night time, and also some shooting some pigeons with shotgun over the pigeon magnet machine. This marvellous new decoy thing really brings them in.
Detail,
a lot better
actually
than I can bring birds in, by the way. Right, now,
so,
this gun
anyway
is too new to be shown in the zero session because I've only just got it. You will see it later on in the video. Now let's have a look back at Bisley where we've done it. This really is a super duper FAC air rifle. This is a Korea 707 Mark II from Shin Sun. Don't say it when you've had a drink, it don't come out right. It's made in Korea.
What
it's a very
say
nice rifle. It's got a walnut stock, or at least I think it's a walnut stock. They
make ivory inlay.
This rifle does 80 pounds.
Genuine
power
tusk
dial under here. On the green, it's supposed to be around 30 foot pounds.
Now, if you ever look down,
to the yellow, 50,
John,
then to the red,
oh my god,
80 foot pounds with their ammunition. We're going to leave it on
elephants.
The yellow.
It's
underlever, kind of a cowboy effect. Nice gun, not too bad at all. I really like it. Gold trigger and safety catch. It's got hunting scenes on the side plates. It comes with open sights, but they've supplied a Simmons. That's all right as well. I like Simmons. It's got twin air reservoirs. This thing's under here, not over and under shotgun at all. It's both full of air. At the end of all this, underneath, it's got a pressure gauge for your air, which comes in handy. 80 foot pounds, you need to keep eyeing that pressure. They send their own silencer with it. We'll see if that works as well.
We'll see if it works.
This is a 10 shot in 2.2 caliber, straight fed magazine.
Oh, it's an air rifle.
Maybe have a go with it. If it shoots as good as it looks, you're in for a treat, and so am I. Bit over 60 foot pounds up this time. This Korea 707 Mark II.
Take his fucking shoulder off.
Zeroed it on the paper target at 75 yards. Now I've got skittles on the table. This is very close to rim.
How long is it knock his hat off?
It should knock him off. Bisley.
Wow, wait.
From here to there, shouldn't be a problem.
Bloody
Let's
hell.
See how we go.
Talk to me.
Oh. The fucking lamest thing ever. Bang.
For God's sake.
Fucking hell. Good shot.
Nearly.
Could be in. Could be in for a winner. There it is.
Look at that.
All in one.
It was right what they said about power. It seemed to have as much power as a rimfire there, didn't it? With Bisley Magnum pellets. Right, a bit of a treat for you lot.
Yeah.
This rifle. 2.2 rimfire.
What does rimfire mean?
It's got a walnut stock, a very nice one as well. It's a bolt action, very smooth.
Fucking hell, it's loaded.
Which you can definitely put in the dark. Very easy to get in. It's got very, very deep London-style bluing. Very, very classy bluing.
They used to use that during the war.
Very nice. To top it off, they've sent me one of the cheapest scopes in their range. It's a 4x40. No parallax.
4x4? Is it 2x4?
But this is that well made and that nice. I 2x4?
I like his ring.
I've put my own silencer on the end of it.
How many uncut diamonds has he got in
a
little bag?
There's a lot cheaper ones about. I like this one. You use whatever
American
you want to do.
Ready to take any standard silencer.
Now, all that's left for me to do is zero this in and show you how good this rifle is. And I know it is.
Alright, fucking hell.
Fucking hell, it's a real gun. Is it?
I told you it was a 5-shot magazine.
Is it?
Yeah.
So we're onto real stuff now.
CCI from Edgar Brothers. They supplied the rifle. They supplied the bullets. I've used.
He's out to kill a man.
Very good. Now, in the time I've just been saying that,
is this no bigger than a 9mm? Is it?
Fourth.
Well, I think it's no bigger than a 9mm.
Can't
imagine. Well, I mean, I wouldn't like to be on the other end of it, regardless.
It's just like a pistol.
Show you a watch. That's it. That's how easy it is. Bolt forward, down. Ready. Show you this zero.
Bang!
Fucking hell. Oh. It's not a real gun. He missed.
That's gone slightly right. Zero.
Get away.
Action. I've got some Skittles down there on the table, 55 yards down. I'm not going to aim at the fat bodies of them.
Fucking hell. Can we turn around?
Much smaller than a rabbit's head.
You know, there's a pasty then, just off.
Rabbit says no problem. Let's have a go. If, that's gone well, just right, there, so we'll take that, a couple of clicks.
It would be.
Left.
Well, it wouldn't. It be right.
I'll pull it up.
Oh, it cocks like it's a real gun.
He's going to blame the sights, isn't he? All the way through this.
Nah, it's gone. Well, I'll be honest. I thought it'd be a bit more killing.
No, in Skittles.
The video made it sound like it was action-packed, and I expect for £25.
All the lot.
Great British sterling.
Scope caps on. This rifle's zeroed. Oh, ready
this
for
is so boring.
Very good as well.
Okay.
Just look what demons have sent me.
Oh, my God.
Marlin 995 SS. Stainless steel. Synthetic stock.
SS.
10-shot.
Nazi
semi-automatic. 2.2 LR.
Bloody Nazis.
The magazine is good. Look at the paper as well. Comes in and out. Lovely.
It's impeccable.
Furnace
is
a lovely thick
stainless steel barrel on it. It comes with a silencer that matches all the rest of it.
Metal
silencer. I think Zant.
Are they all metal, aren't look, they? I don't know. It's not rubber, is it?
Like an aluminous insight. The
He's
other one folds down
this.
Under here. Not
a smile on his face now.
We use
he
this, what they've sent with it.
He calls
it's a 4 to 16 by 40 Tasco.
Wonder how many.
Parallax adjustable.
It doesn't matter.
16 power. You've got to use something like this on a rifle like this, haven't you? Just look at it.
Wait,
beautiful.
Scope.
This is the ultimate bunny basher. I can guarantee that.
A bunny
Can't
basher.
Wait to zero it. Just watch what happens when I do.
Is that his kids?
Run as quick as you can. On
right,
the shooting range.
While they're setting them Skittles up, I'm going to fill my magazine right up because I already used some.
Keep your head down.
Are they his kids?
We'll have a bit of fast fire fun.
Keep your fucking head down.
If I were you.
If I were you, it'd be crawling.
Who are they? Oh, they're the guests.
Here, watch this.
That'll do.
Put it on your head.
Quickly back.
Fucking hell.
Quickly back. There's nobody else shooting, is there? Why are they showing them running?
I don't know.
Well done, boys.
Come on, you two. Hurry up. Get in here.
Oh, he's
right.
A dick, isn't he?
He's an absolute
twat.
I want to show you why
Brexit.
We use silencers even with subsonic ammunition.
Up. Even with subsonic ammunition, this is why we use silencers. All right. Mind your ears, everybody.
Cow.
That's too loud, even for rabbits. You'll frighten everything to death. Right, now you
it's
know why
thing,
you need
it?
A silencer. There's a big line of skittles down there.
To shoot it then,
I'll
do you?
Have a fast fire. See if I can do it.
Okay.
Here we go.
God, I hate it. Some FFF
that wasn't too bad when I was born with it. If that's not ready to shoot rabbits with, I don't know what it is. Watch out, rabbit. First up for the rabbit shooting is the American classic CZ from Edgar Brothers. 2.2 rimfire. We're down with Stephen Dorset on this big old estate here. There's plenty of rabbits. It's a bit drizzly. Don't know how many we're going to get. Don't know how many we're going to see. But if they're there, I'm going to hit them with this. Guaranteed.
Can I have a helicopter?
Rabbit. Chopper. There's one. And what are you going to bet? He's just going to leave him
oh
alone.
Oh my God!
It's alright. He won't feel a thing. I don't know if this can go on YouTube.
It can't.
Yeah, it can.
No, it can.
Yes, it can.
Fucking hell, hold the torch!
He's not scared of rabbits.
Oh,
there you go.
Right in the fucking head. Give us a torch.
At least get out the car. Show some decorum.
I'll guarantee that's right in
there. It's a bit weird, though, isn't it?
Oh my God.
You're not in Africa.
I'll guarantee that's right in the head.
Oh my God. I didn't expect this.
Stone dead.
It's not a rifle shooting, isn't it?
He doesn't feel a thing, does he?
There's another one just up here. There, somewhere it was.
I feel quite sick now, actually. Blair Witch comes out.
There's a will over there. Just gonna have a look at the will.
You shouldn't be here.
Oh, fucking hell.
Got him.
There you go. He's got a good shot, to be fair.
Right in the head, that was. That's what he said. Right in the head.
Good. You're having some fun, haven't you?
There's going to be a farmer stood in the middle of the field any second now with
pitchfork. Are they just killing them? They're not, like, getting them? Are they just killing them?
Perhaps they're going to go back around and pick them off after.
Is it just this for an hour?
Driving around a field, picking off rabbits.
How many people out there that are looking for a bolt action?
Oh my God.
People like this just love to chuck into war.
I bet he tells everybody he was in Iraq.
Maybe badges. Run like balloons.
His headshot's like 5 miles. Bollocks.
Oh, did you see that knock him over the fence nearly? And swing.
Oh, really?
Stop.
All this is horrible.
It's pretty grim.
There. Right there. Right in the bin,
isn't it? There he is.
Fucking hell.
Fuck.
Right. That was the marlin you saw shooting. What did you think of that? I thought it was pretty good myself. A very nice little semi-automatic. Would recommend it to anyone. Another quick tip for you. If you're going out with your air gun, driving the vehicle, glue your pellet tins on there and your lid.
Super glue.
Make sure you haven't got too many pellets in them. It gives you very, very quick access to your pellets. You're not fumbling around in the floor. Have I dropped them? Haven't I dropped them? Where have they gone? They'll always be there. Very useful.
There you go.
There. Up.
What are you doing now?
There's one just here, look.
How can you see that there's a rabbit just there in the dark?
Right. Infrared goggles.
Just drive on. I can see it still. You can? Keep the light on it. Keep the light over the top of him. Stop it. I can see him. Stop.
This is quality.
Put the light in the edge. Stop there. Stop there. Just below. Stop. See him, Steve? Put it on him, Steve. Look at him sit there.
Oh shit, yeah. That's not fair, that's not sniping, is it? Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
May as well put a boot on its chest and shot him in the mouth.
Rifle button.
That's a nice shot. Hey, look, Steve, there's one of your ears up there.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
That's quite big, that, isn't it?
A hair?
Yeah.
Hairs are bloody huge. Yeah, like a dog.
Looping off. But here it goes.
You're not going to kill it, are you?
Easy to tell the difference between them and a rabbit, isn't it?
Because they're fucking huge.
Where they larp.
Larp.
Black tips on the back of the ears.
Hey?
He's not going to kill it, is he?
It's the sheer size of it, look.
It's not,
You can mistake that from a fox cub from a distance.
It's not vermin, is it? Is it?
But they're the stupidest thing out. If you want to shoot airs, you could load a lorry up at night with them. They just hop around in front of you, don't bother. Rabbits are much more brainy than them.
He's vile, isn't he?
Go on, let him go. Don't want to disturb him.
Might actually.
Young when yeah.
Let me show you just how stupid they are.
If I hold this, you take the pin out.
What the hell's that?
Eagle. Keeps it in the boot.
This pet eagle. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
At least it's quick. It seems pretty quick.
Look at that. That was a pretty shot.
I didn't think it'd be this for an hour.
It seemed very jumpy.
I don't know what I thought it'd be, but I didn't think it'd just be this.
Stop.
Oh.
Just.
Or I want to talk still.
It's like the murder tapes.
One place I want to go. There it is, left. There.
Jesus Christ, it's right there.
Well, scalped him. I think the massive 80 foot pounds from this thing has proved and shown on camera just what it's capable of. Very nice.
It's just like all the others, though, isn't it? They all died.
Were you impressed with that bit? Wait till you see the next bit. Pike fishing on the River Thames. I didn't think it was possible.
Oh, yeah,
I've never
seen
a pike in there in my life.
You like fishing?
Well, I went out with a friend called Glenn.
I just think he's going to knock out the fish.
American bait
cast. Slit their throat.
From a boat in the
drown them.
Just throw a bit of TNT in the river.
Stuff, I can tell you, I didn't get the biggest one. He did as usual. Watch this.
Can't shoot swans.
Really?
More shizu. <Shizu. laughs>
Now, if I was going to go pike fishing,
yeah.
Well, if you were going to go pike, where would you go?
Basically, he's looking Tesco. For fish, mm-hmm. Using the boat as hiding places.
I need that.
Right.
Then I'll drop that quite close. There it is, right under that rope.
I think I'd use a lure.
Fred's doing really well.
Use him on.
He's virtually followed him. And for his first couple of casts in this sort of situation, he's doing
really
well.
That's a lovely boat.
Glyn's an absolute expert at this. He really knows what he's doing.
Just a shame he can't catch it.
He'll be relying on the spin of the blade on the spinnerbait to create a pulse
hell.
In the water.
He's got his line caught around a swan's neck.
That was so close, it bounced off the boat. It's right under it. It shouldn't be too long before Glyn hits it away.
Caught around the swan's neck.
Fred's not a bad pupil at the moment.
We're down in the time.
Not often Fred's in the position where he's
what
being taught.
Don't really explain what they're
but,
doing.
He is today. He's going to absolutely
try and make that boat not sink.
See a big
a lot to this,
shark
this fishing,
dorsal
rather
thing
than catching fish, as there is of all fish.
Jesus Christ!
But especially
shark.
Fish, because there's an element of shooting in there, plus hunting. You're
what's
hunting
the matter, Barry?
The fish, where they live,
shark.
Out in their own territory, and going to them. And I know that's the sort of stuff Fred does
his
like to do.
Pod water.
I mean, I'd say they're a bit far out for catching
pike. Well, what we're seeing here is Glyn sorting out Fred's first snag. I predicted he would have one. I'm pleased he did because I couldn't
stand it. Well, I don't know why you'd go in a boat. Why wouldn't you just stand on the side?
What we have to do is strip the line off.
That's not real fishing.
Completely.
Is it not?
Until you reach the snag, free the snag. Ooh.
See, the fishing to the side, which is where the pike would be. So why would you not just fish from the side anyway? Just dangle the rod over.
Yeah, that's Mr. Carter.
Notice there's no,
have to email
there's
him.
No tiller
dead.
On Glyn's boat. What
Mr.
he's doing,
Carter.
He's controlling the speed
in your video,
and the direction.
Shooting with Carter,
volume 4. You mentioned.
And the steering wheel. We're under the flight path of Heathrow here. We're right outside Hampton Court Palace by the Weir.
We should go there.
You'll hear the planes going over very soon.
Recreate
the
this.
Seem to
yeah.
Got an air rifle. The sound man don't like them, I can tell you that.
You need a fishing rod, really. For pike fishing. It's going to be useful, isn't it?
A stick.
Big stick and a bit of string. I'm going to hook, though.
Yeah. Looks like Glyn's into one already.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What do you got?
This is on a spinnerbait with one hook. And the hook-up rate is superb with these. But the landing rate isn't as good with trebles, but they're much easier to get them out. It's one big hook. With a barb. Now it's Fred's job to land it. Now let's see how he does it.
See.
Is Carter there on the boat?
Him up.
Is
that him?
The one who thinks he's American?
Yeah.
Probably.
Finn's got a bit of a strange way about him. Once he's beaten the fish, he would rather it slip the hook about now rather than to completely land it. But
they speak like
the
tackling
the
beasts. Like great mythical beasts.
It's just a fuck. It's just
it's a fish.
Nice little fish. 4 or 5 pounds.
It's quite big, though.
Not bad, seeing as we've been fishing all of about 5 minutes.
I think the trick with hunting is that when you kill something, you're at
see,
like.
Now, Glyn's getting this special fish monger's glove on. It's like a chainmail.
The more chill you are, the better.
Slip that around the fish, get the hook
you
out.
Never
no
well, you see him getting excited.
A single hook.
But they always look
fish
miserable.
Back.
Always look miserable. I'd have the worst day ever.
There he is. Hold him up to the camera. A very nice fish, about 6 pounds, I would have said.
Oh, fucking
hell.
Still lively, as you can see.
What's happened here? How's he going to kill
What's happened here?
Do we have to see a killer? Do we have to?
He's not going
to
kill a pike, is he? He's going to say it's like mud.
I don't know.
On his way.
Oh, this is just sport, is it?
Just catch and release. With a barbed hook.
As you can see, these methods really do work. It's all action. Sometimes
it's like mud. Why? What's wrong with the pike?
30 to 40 fish in the boat.
What?
Out of 50 hits on the lure. Look at the difference between Glyn's method and the traditional pike fishing method.
What's up with the pike? Why can't you eat pike?
Bait out, possibly a live
you, you could probably eat pike. It's like people eat carp.
What Glyn does,
what's up with the carp?
Oh, it just tastes like mud.
It's
just
feed off.
Just a shitty pondy fish.
A shitty pondy fish.
Although Glyn can control the boat with his foot, he can steer it throttle it and do what he likes. It's illegal to troll, which is towing a lure on the Thames. You can do it in certain other places, like the big locks and lakes, but you can't.
Although
do it on
Glenn
the
can control a boat with his feet steering backwards and forwards,
water,
he is getting suspiciously close to that weir.
As a means to dragging the lure around. It's illegal, so he won't be doing that.
Very close, actually. But he knows what he's doing. He's a professional.
Yeah. Troll him over on the front.
Big danger,
sir. Just next to that, above the word seamate, there's a screen. That's a fish finder. Echo locator tells him what the bottom's
like.
Isn't that cheating? And even if there are any
I'd say so, yeah.
You would say so. It's like UAV on card.
Yeah. Above the water level, so he's got 360
Blackbird
degree swivel. He can cast from anywhere. And it
He's tell you what, you told him we got moved today on that boat.
Fucking hell.
In the bottom of the boat, there's a big soft area, which is an unhooking mat.
Well, that's broke a few times.
And on the back, there's the traditional petrol motor to get him up and down the river without draining the battery. He's got it all there.
You'd think it would be like what the American bass a jet ski. The nose straight up, but it seems quite balanced.
Is that what the Russian plane is it?
What?
A jet ski.
He's going to shoot us in the head now.
Well, I've still got you or not?
Oh, that was just some...
just a bird.
Just a bird. You have to be careful this. You know what he's going to shoot next.
Oh my God.
Dave.
Look at that one then.
Dave, look the other way.
Look the other way.
Just putting a swan in his bag.
What's he called? Oh, it's a sea bass.
I like the way he's like, yeah, 6 or 7 pence. It's not even out of the fucking water yet, mate.
He's ready, yeah.
I notice he hasn't caught anything. He's just holding the net.
He's been netting. What's he got? It's a...
twig.
Oh, it's another pike. I wouldn't have thought big fish like that would be in there, but then again, I'm not Carter. There again, he's not fishing. Sea mate.
You see, mate, what it is. Good God, this is dull.
It's bad, isn't it? I mean, it's nice to have a break.
25 quid.
It is nice to have a break from the killing.
Oh, fucking hell. Hell.
Well, it was. Broke a fish's back.
He's been doing this. He's been at it for about 5 years on this method.
Fucking hell, where are they going?
With the trolling motor and really refined it.
You're too close to the weir.
What?
Hey! You're too close to the weir. To the what? The weir. It's nice, isn't it? You're too close. Talk to me.
You don't like yellow.
Maybe he's just another fat cunts like you killing everything. He's down on yellow.
The drag's a bit loose on this thing, Glenn.
It's just big blue blobs.
Yeah.
That's what he doesn't like.
Big blue blobs. Has he got one?
Alright, this is done for camera. Smack this on the
head. He caught it, threw it back in, gave the rod to him. Tell
more likely
what.
That.
Got one.
Oh, great.
It's small, isn't it?
About bloody time. A cheeky perch.
Is he going to keep this one?
You've got your glove on, haven't
you? He don't need a glove.
I swear he's putting smelly stuff on my lure so they don't want it. I'll sneak this one in.
Where are we going?
Nothing's ever
his name.
Like Carter.
Carter.
I can't remember his first name.
Gary?
It's not John, because that's the film that flopped. John Carter, the Disney film. Yeah,
John Wick.
It's not John Wick either. I got to know his name is Carter. Oh, is it dead? Oh, no.
No. Go on, put your finger in his mouth. Oh, fucking hell.
Good
idiot.
Catch,
you did exactly the same thing. You won't be able to keep hold of that. What's he doing?
A bit slippery, mate.
Just pulling his eyes out.
Oh, don't do it. I hate that.
Okay.
You want to do is put your finger in their gill so it comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
They love that. What is his name? It's pissing me off.
There we go, look. Glenn's not the only successful spinnerbait angler on the river. That lad's hooked in.
Fred, it's Fred.
It's all these
Fred.
Two boys.
Fred.
Before we set
Fred
out,
the
nice
fat fucking cunt.
Yeah, Fred the murderer.
This chap's only been doing it for a few months.
Yeah, Fred.
But he's achieving a bit of success for himself.
5 Nights at Freddy's. Freddy Krueger.
He's been landing by the looks of it.
You know him.
Fish of about 5 pounds. He's taken...
Fucking hell, what are you doing?
A jerkbait made by a guy called Loz Harrop, according to the shape of that jerkbait. It's a big lump of wood, and you have to put a lot of
action... Keep the rod high. Keep the rod high.
Oh, my God. Who's that now?
You'll get the fish's head away from him, away from those flying trebles.
Look how
nice
small
one.
That
well done,
engine
boy.
Is. That's
don't
tiny.
Give it
it's electric.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
The reason
is
he's
it?
Not using
it's like
a
little electric motor thing.
Because he's got
one
another
of those
set of
like
trebles outside
running.
That lure that will undoubtedly get caught up in it.
Like the ones
and
they have in
the pike to then roll, wrap himself in the net, and he'd be unable to breathe.
Oh, interesting.
There you are. He's
don't
loved
do
him
that.
Out.
Take your hook out.
And his friend's hooked up too. And you see, this is how exciting this sort of fishing gets. No wonder so many people are turning onto it.
Onto what?
This exciting fishing that they're doing. Oh, I hope he's caught another one. Bloody hell. Bloody swarms of them.
Well.
Like wasps.
The single ones do have
he's just cut that line, hasn't he?
Oh my God.
Leave the hook in.
How'd you get the hook out, Fred?
Yeah, he has.
Has he?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Because he's not letting go of the fish.
Take care of the fish first. We'll make sure that pike's recovered. Strong enough to swim away.
It's not strong enough to hook out of his stomach, though, is it?
He'll release it. Well, I think he's gone. There he goes.
Fishy heaven.
Straight over the other side.
Floating over there.
Why do divers always go backwards out of the boat?
I know this one.
Yeah, he knew he was going to go again.
Because if they go forwards, they'll land in the boat.
Yeah, they're still in the boat, aren't they?
Another nice pike.
Tick
dong. Getting on the £5 mark.
Idiot.
Sure, there's a funny
watch how much easier this one will be to unhook.
I ruined it. So, on the front of this, he's got a bird.
A nice fish, that.
When are they going to go birding? I reckon he fucking hates pheasants.
Just runs them over.
He does. Oops.
You're good in a minute.
What's that? A baby one. You ever killed a fish?
Yeah.
What does it feel like?
Awful.
Well, I'll tell you now, he certainly likes that fish thing you got on there. Because I've been pulling past there, he's not touched this one.
Bloody awful.
Just a bit more realistic than this, isn't it?
Someone's on his phone.
Alright. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for having me here. It won't be the last time you see me, I'll tell you that. Thank
well,
you, old
fella. He's a disgusting
man.
I really don't like him.
I need a gun. I've not enough fishing. I can't kill stuff with fishing rod. I'm going to go back. Thanks a lot.
He's vile.
I'm going to tell you a test now with a difference. I've got a few different rifles here.
He's very talented,
isn't he? This is a 22-250 caliber rifle centerfire.
In weird places.
I've got a shotgun down there. I've got some rim fires down there. And
that's
I've
a good
also
photo.
Got some air guns down there.
Look at that. Fuck me.
You wouldn't want to be hit with that. Right. That was the 22-250 centerfire. I'm now going to try a shotgun.
Straight through the petrol cap.
I'm going to walk up a bit closer.
Fucking hell.
Remember, it's only going to be
that's a shotgun.
Pigeon-grade cartridges. Not that much range with them. But I'll show you what happens when you shoot things at close range with a shotgun. Devastating.
He hasn't moved the
devastating.
Then I'll show you what you do shoot vermin with. Rabbits and such like that at close range.
TNT.
What's this?
Right, let's have a go at this.
Missed.
Oh.
Next up is this rimfire.
No, oh, we'll talk about that one.
With a silencer on it, subsonic ammunition.
He doesn't eat rabbit. He just eats pie.
Missed. Oh.
He missed all but
what
one.
What rabbit can live with that?
Most.
Was that eight, was that
this
eight shots?
This is an air gun.
Seven.
An FAC air gun.
You wouldn't you retake, though?
To own it.
Probably.
Same as you do most of the other stuff I've shown you. But you can shoot it in smaller areas.
He's a vile human.
If you use the soft lead pellets, where you hit,
there's nothing
the
online.
Dies.
I can't find anything
you
on him, though.
Loads of rabbits with one of these, as you've like seen me do before. Watch this. Hellboy.
His identity's been wiped clean.
Does he just call himself Hellboy?
I hope so.
Missed.
I think that went in. This is a really shit gun.
Missed.
I like the first one, that did some damage.
Oh,
there you go.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? I thought so. The fox shooting
is
more impressive. In the dark, pretty long ranges, 22-250. And the fox is shooting.
Oh, shoot
at it.
So is this a real gun?
Or
is
it the edge on it to be?
I don't know.
It's a big bullet, but I don't think there's actually. I don't think it is the bullet. I think there's an air rifle in it. No.
I thought it was a deer.
what do they call it, a pellet in it?
There is. It's limbing as well.
Oh, change gear. Kangaroo juice.
Steve, there's a herd of deer there, look.
Fucking hell.
You'll see them in a minute. There's one. You'll see a herd of deer in a minute along this top.
I don't know what they're fucking shooting. They could be
elk.
I don't know what they are.
A buffalo.
That's roe running away.
I don't know, there's a few of them. You don't normally see a lot of roe together, do you?
No, he's just a shooting dog if he just felt like it.
You'll see them in a minute.
Oops. Tell you what, let the dog out.
Now, I do hate foxes, but I don't think I want to kill them. I'll just run them over. Good kill, good kill.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
Good kill.
Why are they hunting like they're on their fucking planes, though?
What the
get me a rhino.
I thought it was a fox.
In Essex.
Hippo.
Nice Sussex there hippo.
It's how much you bend. Ben, they're actually going to find the fox and kill it.
All right, and they will.
You reckon they will?
Yeah.
I reckon it's a self for rabbit.
That far, right? It was closer than that. Here it is.
Fuck me. It's not even dead. Or did he miss? No, he probably missed.
Get it on it. Shoot over there, Steve.
Is he bored of killing or bored of missing?
50-50. He's one of these people that tells everybody he's great at everything.
Oh, yeah. You can't tell him that he's not good at something.
There he is.
And you can't tell him that you're good at something because he's obviously better.
Well, he's done it before.
Fuck me, what should he be doing? Oh, God, he got it. Oh, that's so sad.
Go on, put it around the back of the mouth.
Why? You can't eat fox, can you? I'm sure you can, but.
Fred, he can. What's his name? Frank.
Fred.
Fred.
Fred Carter. At your service.
Fred Carter, OBE.
Now, let's get
ready. Hired man for kill.
Right there, Steve.
Bling.
Stop. Right there.
Where? Oh, yeah.
And a badger.
Oh.
He's a lucky badger, I tell you that much. There he is. It's on.
Why? He's not blood drunk tonight.
Oh, dear, is he a lucky badger? He had his head up as well. You don't normally see a badger with a head up, do you? Yeah, he had his head up when he was stood out there. I felt sure it was a young fox eating something.
Can't kill badgers.
Why not? Really?
Yeah. Endangered. They've all got TB.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this, weren't we? Because I see a lot of dead badgers on the road in the farms.
You're supposed to bag them.
What do you mean?
You're supposed to bag them. Put them in a bag.
Alive?
Tire no. Yeah, put them in a bag whilst they're all... Catch a badger.
I mean, would it matter?
Get it in a bin bag.
Yeah.
And tie a knot in it.
Leave it.
Yeah. Just leave it on the side of the road.
Yeah, Steve,
hanging on a tree.
There's a fox.
A big piece of dog shit.
Shoot at him for me, if he stops. He's a bit far out.
I do see a lot on the road, though.
There he is.
But they're not flat. It's not like a car's gone through them and there's no blood.
Yeah.
I reckon they've been shot.
There he is.
Farmer's dumped on the road.
Maybe.
Try and shoot him in the body, this one.
Keep in mind, this is the most action-packed volume.
Ever.
Yeah, you could, man.
I reckon he was dead nervous in the first volume.
Hello.
I'm
Fred Carter.
It's a fawn, a very small fawn.
What's a fawn?
Baby. Yeah.
He's going to kill it.
Sure, yeah, there is two. What's the other one behind it?
Oh, you can't kill a kid.
Yeah, obviously. It's another one.
I don't know if I can watch this. Is he going to kill it?
That's the mother. And a very young fawn, the closest one.
Is he got... This is literally fucking Bambi. He's not.
Bambi wasn't a fox.
Fred wasn't in it, but... You know what I mean? He's not.
Can you see it, Steve?
Not now.
Quiet, Steve.
All right, Steve. Can you see it, Steve? Yeah, Steve. Yeah, there is. Why don't you come fuck Steve?
Back of the trailer.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
He did it.
Nice camera work.
It must be fucking hard to track that, though. Are they shooting the kids now?
Probably.
Shooting owls gets a bit boring, doesn't it? That's not a full-grown fox,
horrible,
is it?
Isn't it?
That's not a full-grown fox, is it?
You reckon we can get that closer in?
We don't talk about it.
There he is. What the man?
You film it, though.
You're driving the edge now. Well, see yeah. Right, I'm all clear. Stop. Ready, Steve? Go on, Steve.
Can I have the eyes? What's that?
There he is.
Demon. Big demon.
Again.
Good.
You stop, Steve. Hurry up. Hurry up, Steve.
Jesus fuck me. Christ.
What's that?
Another one there.
Bambi.
They're not. Oh
dear.
They're not going to kill them.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Anything goes with Frank. Fred.
Where
the fucking hell his name is? The killer.
There's another pair of deer there.
He is a killer.
If they're lucky not, we're not going to shoot them. And another two.
I tell you what, I think I'm going to send this back to departmental.
We were
I
up
don't
the
think
road
I want
here,
it anymore.
We'd be all right. Yeah, another one there. We'd have been finished an hour ago, look.
Whatever.
Oh, not bad.
I don't. Well, there's no age rating on it. It's not even a U.
Look, another one jumping.
It just is. Educational, isn't it?
Right. Now you're calling it a good position. Boy, is that.
What are they doing now?
Oh, we've got shooting pigeons.
Birds, yeah.
I can see that.
As if he got the kid
is
to carry it. He's carrying
nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
He's a twat.
Just weight.
Right.
And his heavy
you
burden.
Can show me, young man.
He's got a big heavy
up.
Weight on his shoulders, isn't he? Oh my god, it's just a kid with well, a rifle.
What's that? Oh my god.
You might want a bit of my weight
on
this, or what? I don't think you can do that part on your own. I think you need a bit more than that.
A bit more.
Help.
Weight.
What is that?
I'm in the way, but
what are they?
I'll hold it for you.
It's like a spinning shooting thing that you put.
A mine.
Yeah. An IED. An improvised.
Yeah, the long ones. We're on the long ones today, so Dad's
device.
It.
Device. Satan's Christmas tree.
Is it these long ones? That one? Right.
I don't know how I feel about the kid hunting as well. He's very young. That's a very impressionable age, that, isn't it? How old do you think he is? Like 5?
Better fit that side, isn't it?
Probably.
A bit of mud in that other one, I reckon.
He does look like he's part of Hitler Youth, though.
He's told me don't like doing this bit much.
What's that?
Dead bird.
It's a dead bird. Oh my god.
Straight up his ass, straight in his fucking head.
Fuck me. That's gotta do something to a kid, right?
It's probably in prison.
The bird of the.
Put it on. Right.
What's that doing? I don't understand.
Making the pigeons go.
So you can go on their side a bit, yeah, on an angle. So
does it work?
You did say to me earlier on you can.
Did they have to use real ones?
Like yeah.
Probably.
What we want to do then is just slacken the thumb screw a bit. Right. And twist the cradle around.
You can lock the cradle
why?
At any angle you like.
Right.
Why though? I don't understand. Is there that much need to kill a pigeon?
Well, I think. Well, no, there's not that much need to kill
now.
A pigeon.
You want
hang on.
Oh, yep. Missed.
Thank God for that.
It's down anyway.
Run. Well, fly, I mean.
How did he kill the other two pigeons then? Because it must have been pretty recent.
Oh, yeah.
They're not skeletons.
To keep.
There's Steve, right over the magnet, Steve. You on this one?
Got to mess you, prick. Bollocks.
Oh, that one there.
Got him.
Quite a nice shot.
There's always a nice shot when you shoot, isn't it, Frank?
When would it ever not be that? How do you know it's a nice shot?
This Winchester special.
Because he hit it, probably. That's about all it is, isn't it?
Caught it in the fucking foot.
Dickhead, Fred. Frank.
Fred.
Is it Fred?
Yeah.
Note the gun. Realtree have just camoed this for me.
Oh.
I think it's through Towel Arms at Christchurch. It's not taped on
it. Watch what you're doing with it.
And guaranteed not to come
off. Your 5-year-old son?
I think it's better than that. Get ready. Take the one on the far right, Steve.
Here comes a big you bird ready? Now.
Plane.
You go for the pilot.
He'll go for the kids, he always does.
I'll go for the petrol cap.
That's a nice bird, isn't it?
Good shot, good shot.
Keep still, he's coming left. I'll tell you when to jump up left. Jump up left now.
How long is left? Fuck me. You start to become desensitized, don't you, really? At the beginning, it was quite shocking, but now...
It's just another bird. Just another bird.
Sure, that's how Fred feels. No, Fred.
Yeah.
Wait, does he feel anything, does he?
Good.
Good old Frank. Fred.
What happened to him, though? Like, I would have never turned out like this.
He probably had a breakdown, didn't he?
He probably had a... Fuck me.
Fucking hell, that's close.
Probably had a breakdown. What, though? What makes you think, you know what? I'm going to go out today.
The feather's falling.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a massacre.
As you can see, not only pigeon. Seagulls seem very inquisitive by it, don't they? Look at them.
To be like, fucking hate seagulls.
Like, I don't think they can really understand just what's happening.
Open up.
Let loose.
Fred.
Have fun. Oh, yeah,
what
it's
is
Fred.
It?
Fred, yeah.
Seeing what they're doing. By the way, that crow I shot a bit earlier, I'm told that if you put crows on instead of pigeons or rooks, it really attracts them as well. It's a really good decoy device for them. This net when there's a pigeon coming.
What?
On the magnet. Get up, Steve, now.
Fuck me.
Him.
It's like he's doing a service for the world.
He thinks everybody thinks he's cool.
I don't think he's cool. I think he's just sick.
Get ready, Steve. Now.
Sick minded.
You ready?
Where's the kid?
Shit. Still holding the battery.
One bites the dust.
It's face down in the field.
Right in the mud.
Down, Steve, to your left, is
that? So, a pigeon's pest?
Hmm.
Why?
I don't know. Just that's what Frank says.
Fred.
Oh, God. Fred, Frank.
Another one bites
the dust. Oh, fuck off. I'm sick of this now.
What is that now?
And another one bites the dust.
Thing is, I'm
saying that.
There has to be an end. Because it's on tape.
Get ready to get up.
But I feel like it's not going to stop.
It's just going to be a cold cut.
No.
Another one bit the dust.
Stop saying that.
He hasn't said that yet.
He has. He says it every time he's killed something. Killed a bird.
Another
one's bit the dust.
A Winchester waterfowl.
Bit the bus.
Fred, it is. I'm really used to it.
Too tired for this.
I've got an extra full choke in the top.
I think you're
going
to have nightmares. I think you're going to have nightmares tonight.
Laugh me off the field, or try to. But when I was young...
God knows the kid, Will.
They were full choke
guns. Grown up.
A very tight pattern.
What do you do with your dad when you were little?
Years, I've just got used to just giving him that much need for a full choke gun.
He made me get a dead bird.
Other guns, I don't know. That's why, out of all the guns I got,
play with them.
Realtree have camoed this one. They asked me which gun I would like camoed most. And I opted for this one.
Didn't get a teddy for my birthday.
Quite a bit rough, I can
just
tell you.
Got a dead pigeon.
Shooting ducks and geese. Nice
you should go
range,
to a city.
Like they would in the winter
there's
when they're starving.
Tons of pigeons
not
there.
Starving.
I saw you
have
some pigeons, Frank.
So it can only be that device.
Fred, Frank,
you should go to Manchester. Take a shotgun there.
Yeah, right in the middle.
You see that?
There's
Trafford Centre.
Tons.
Fucking hell.
He's down.
Is he? He didn't really drop. Wounded him. He'll die soon. No, it wasn't. What counts as an ice one?
If somebody else shoots a bird, I reckon he says, well, it could be bigger, couldn't it? But not bad.
Where is he
did
from?
Did you see that? Yeah. I thought it was a pigeon.
If he shoots a blooter,
it's, a
hawk, it's like a fucking
kestrel
eagle.
Trying to get
could
on
be bigger.
Pigeon.
Could be bigger.
He thought about attacking him, I think.
He'd love to kill a penguin. Oh, I reckon he fantasizes about killing every type of animal.
Out of me. Oh, yeah. I was a bit dozing there.
Collection.
What collection? Oh, fucking hell, I thought it was two there then. It works.
We just pick the birds up now first.
Yeah. Sam, do you want to start clearing them up a bit?
Oh, we're going to see the feed.
Grab some birds now.
Scoreboard.
You had a few, Fred, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
You had a few night covers.
Yeah. Yeah, could have been.
Because they're
before, yeah. I suppose.
Look at that, look. Absolutely full of wheat.
Yeah.
And yet they wouldn't have it on that wheat field, would they?
Oh my God.
This thing, as I said before on film, which you haven't even heard yet, this thing's unbelievable. We were watching birds left and right.
Really?
Or is it just
nothing.
Murder?
They didn't want food or nothing. And they just sort of
genocide.
Come, they're tapering in and they're aiming at it. And there's nothing else in this field for them to come for.
Sport makes you think
it can only
challenge.
Be that thing, can't it?
Birdie genocide.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, it's been nice.
He's such a vile man.
Now I'm going to shoot some rabbits.
Oh,
really.
For fuck's
I know I'm gonna
sake.
Do it, it's brilliant.
Okay, now.
I
can't
never, is there?
Do you ever shot a rabbit?
No.
You've killed a few rats, though.
Drive it on it,
yeah.
I hate well, killing things. Apart from moths.
Himself. Jesus Christ.
What did he just kill? I don't even think he knows.
A man.
Just a man. Oh!
Sorry, mate. It wouldn't, well, it might hurt, but you will have a good bit in it.
These are sick people.
That's the first of few, I reckon.
What is it?
They're down like the 22-250. That's why we always take a big gun as well when we're rabbit shooting. Because 9 times out of 10, when you're rabbit shooting, you always come across a fox.
No, it's a fox.
So I always have a 22-250 with me in case. Right.
Do you think you could go hunting now?
No.
Not after watching this?
No.
You're not desensitized to it all?
No.
We're safe to shooting now.
I think I could.
Hey? Now go on up the cliff.
Would you shoot a rabbit?
Oh, yeah, all right then. I don't really care. Tired.
Yes, left.
Oh, how long is this video?
I don't know. It said an hour and 15, but I feel like it's more like 3.
How long has
and
the
stop.
Recording been
and
going?
Oh, I don't know. 20 minutes? I can't. How do you see? Oh, an hour 27. It must be very close to the end.
Fucking then. Hell, come on. Frank. Fred. What is it?
Fred. What is it? Fat.
Yes. Fat Frank. Fred!
Get out and kick him out,
mister. Why don't you get out? Yeah. Tell you what.
See? That's
I'll
the benefit
the camera
of having
off.
A big gun when
you're
rabbit shooting as well.
Wander around to your
there's
side. Kick
two.
The thing.
You'd have no chance with those with an ordinary gun.
You didn't even kick it.
Look at that.
I can't see it.
That's a hell of a gun, that 22-250.
Oh.
That's a good size fox.
It was.
That's one more less for your pheasant to worry about, Steve.
You are? What?
So that's one more for your...
Oh, you fuck!
Well, as they say in film land, that's a wrap for another video. Done, dusted, finished. And you had a lot of stuff on that one. It took a lot of doing. It took us a long time. It's going to be very, very hard to live up to. The videos we've done in the past, there's so much excitement on them, we're running out of location. I think we're going to have to start flying. Catch you next time.
Start what? Remember to look out for our other air gun video titles available from all good gun shops or directly from Cowper Productions.
Oh,
telephone that. I'm telephoning that. Rewind.
No, it's probably somebody's house.
No.
Pest control.
Come on.
Rewinding, here we go. Let's pause. Oh, fuck.
Call me. 6 minutes past 11. What if it's him?
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Anyone fucking pause.
Fuck's sake.
Oh.
What if it is him? Hello? Probably died of a heart attack.
Or, you see that?
0491 41 0 0 68.
You've dialed an incorrect number.
What? It's in Watton.
Try again.
Huh. Hung up.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't watch the end of the video. Could have been an Easter egg.
Easter egg.
Him just sitting on his kills. Wait, hold. There's a new one. I don't have volume two. Not to be missed, it says. I don't have volume three either. Graphic and detail, this video will not disappoint. Oh, so they're after it.
They're up for it.
He's John Darling.
You know John Darling?
Not really.
Yes, you do, darling. I'd love to know how they used to make this sort of shit.
Mm. Well, they're the ones who are going to get in touch with us.
Take this down.
Yeah. Well,
wowee.
Wow, that was just fucking depressing.
Well, new series, is it? Good God.
Maybe. I don't think the material was that.
I think we started with a weak one.
Get away.
So there you go.
Carter's killing fields.
Good God.
Oh, well.
Well, it's been fun.
If you do go rabbit hunting, tell them Fred Jen sent you.
Big Fred. You know, fat Fred. Let's get this out of the way.
Well, so long.
See you later.
You can send in your feedback, comments and suggestions by contacting us on Twitter at WhoCanConvince. Email us on mail@wccy.co.uk or visit www.wccy.co.uk. Be sure to leave the podcast a rating and review on your podcast platform. For bonus content, consider supporting us on Patreon by visiting www.patreon.com/wccy. Thanks for listening and thank you for your support.